Braves hurler Julio Teheran has done well against the Mets in his career, and that would continue on Wednesday. The Atlanta offense would provide plenty of run support starting in the first inning against Robert Gsellman.
Gsellman delivers, swing and a liner to left. That's a base hit charged by Cespedes. Around third being waved home, Freeman. Cespedes' throw, the slide, out at the plate. Freeman immediately points to the dugout and says, have another look at that, boys. As he tried to slide around Darnell, Cespedes, if this holds, will be credited with his third assist of the year. And now we get the ruling that Freeman is, in fact, safe. Really, no question looking at the replay.
Tyler Flowers, the catcher, batting. He's the guy that can and will hit the ball on the ground.
Gsellman to the belt. First pitch, line towards first. Past the lunging Bruce, a fair ball into the right field corner. Kemp is in, Markakis is in, digging for the plate, Garcia. Walker will not make a relay throw to the plate. Garcia scores standing. Flowers is at second. He has a bases-clearing three-run double, and here in the first inning, it is Atlanta 5 and the Mets nothing. And the Braves with runners at the corners, nobody out, and Tyler Flowers coming up. 0-2 pitch, Garcia runs from first, the ball hit through the hole and into left field, a base hit for Flowers. The throw goes to second as scoring is Markakis. Garcia had turned second and then hustled back to the bag ahead of the throw and on at first with an RBI single is Tyler Flowers. It is 6-1 Atlanta, and that's going to be it for Robert Gsellman. Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Mets trying to make some noise against Julio Teheran. 1-2 to Walker. Breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. That was a hard biting slider. So again, Bruce will run. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a slider. Side retired. Fourth strikeout for Teheran.
Teheran ends up going 6 1/3 and the Braves cruise to an 8-2 win. Teheran improves to 8-3 lifetime against the Mets. Atlanta snaps a 6-game losing streak, but the bad news for the Braves, Brandon Phillips leaves this game early with a left groin strain. The Mets continue to struggle as they fall to 8-12 on the year. New York has now lost 9 of 10. Here's the manager, Terry Collins.
Tonight, I didn't think his stuff was as crisp as we've seen it. Obviously, you know, the velocity was down a few ticks from what it normally is, and you know, he usually got better command of his off-speed pitches, and tonight in the first inning, you know, he didn't have either going. So he fell behind in counts, and, you know, when you fall behind in counts in the big leagues, you're going to get in trouble.
Have you noticed anything that he does, though, after that first? Because it does seem like it's that first inning that really puts him behind the eight ball often.
Well, you know, as we said before the game today, you know, he's a guy that, you know, really does try to compete. And I think after the first inning, you know, doesn't matter. I think he gets a better feel for his sinker. It hasn't been as sharp as we've seen it. Hopefully there's nothing wrong physically, but we've seen better stuff. And you know, we just maybe just write this one off to a bad, you know, just a bad night that he certainly got way behind early, which really hurt us when you're facing a guy you don't hit.
Next question, Matt.
Terry, you've talked a lot about, obviously, you think this team can reel off 9-10 wins in a row. You know the talent level. So how surprising is it to be in this kind of funk, you know, 1-9, and, you know, you had the 2 days off, you get the guys back, and just can't break out of it?
Yeah, that's pretty surprising, Matt. I mean, that's, we say it every night. You're sitting there the seventh inning tonight, we got two hits, and you're just shaking your head, saying, you know, I mean, it's it certainly is something we could not foresee, nor would you ever. I mean, you're always going to know you're going to have a bad streak, but I thought we were way too good of an offensive club to struggle this bad. So, you know, we just, again, this is a game, as we've said so many times in the past, this is a game at this level, you got to grind it out. Can't feel sorry for yourself. You got to go to work. You got to come up in the next day, and you got to put your work in to get yourself ready to play. And hopefully put good at-bats on and get some balls to hit and do some damage with them.
Tony?
Still April, obviously, but at what point does surprising become worrying?
It could happen pretty soon. I mean, we certainly are, you know, there's the issue has been, Tony, not just, there's like three or four guys that are, you know, way below what they normally do. And so, you know, you certainly, because they're older players. You certainly don't see panic in them, or when you talk to them, hear it. But we've got to quit worrying about home runs and start worrying about good swings.
Mark, hey, it's a veteran group, but 2 days off, down 5-0 right away. How demoralizing is it, in the dugout? And can you feel that kind of thing even again with the veteran group?
Yeah, you could kind of sense it, Mark. I mean, came back out today. The energy before the game was very good. And then go out there and drop. And again, when you got to face Teron, and you're not going to get a lot of, you're not going to knock him around when you're down 5-0 right away. I think the air came out of the balloon pretty fast.
A forgettable night for Robert Gesellman, to say the least. The right-hander goes 4-plus innings. He allows 6 runs on 10 hits, and he walks 3 as well.
Just need to go out there with Brad McCanns in the first inning and shut him down from the get-go.
Is that what it is, a mechanical issue?
Yeah, it always is.
What is the mechanical issue?
I was just flying it open, and the ball's running side to side again instead of up down.
And that's been the commonality in each of the slow scores?
Yep.
I think there in the fifth inning, your velocity was down just a couple of miles per hour. Just getting kind of tired, or what do you kind of attribute that to?
It's just down. Just fifth inning, cold, a little tight. Sorry. We'll be back up next start.
Mets second baseman Neil Walker did drive in a run in this game, but he went 0-for-3 at the plate and saw his average fall to 197 for the year.
I think we just haven't had some continuity. I think obviously when things are going well and you're scoring runs and you're getting outs and you're winning ball games, things seem easier and everything kind of falls into place. But when you're grinding as a group and got guys dinged up and your bullpen's getting taxed and you're relying heavily on your starters, it makes it tough. So, we know we're going to get back on track here soon. So there's still no panic in here, but, it'd be nice to finish this homestand on a good note tomorrow.
Is there anything you can point to, whether it's individually or across the board with the team's offensive approach, that is standing out to you as a reason for maybe not concern, but some of the struggles right now?
No, I mean, I think just up and down the lineup and throughout the team, we just have to do kind of a better job of, taking advantage of opportunities. And, it's easy to say, we're not getting hits, we're not scoring runs, so on and so forth. And, you have to just keep grinding, you have to keep playing hard, and you got to look for opportunities and you got to take advantage of them. And typically when things are going well and you're scoring runs, you have more opportunities to score runs. You have more, the pitchers are, in a better rhythm. And we're just kind of out of sync right now as a group. And like I said, we know we're going to get back on track. And it doesn't take a whole lot. And with a veteran group like this, we know, a couple good games and a couple clean games will get us back on track.
The Mets will try to get back in the win column on Thursday when they send their ace, Noah Syndergaard, to the mound.